Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Mia Boberg-Winlough, Rowan, Ben Vatcher, Delta Tango, Catherine Weinberg, Victoria S, Elizabeth Brown, Jejun, C. Belly, Rebecca Gellunter. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards. And welcome to episode 105 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Rin Monroe.
Nydia Nicholas.
Ben Meredith.
And Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Sasha Rackett.
Chris Updrick at Amsterdam.
Hamidullah Harun Al-Tahan.
And Azu.
You know what?
Skills.
You know what? You guys are getting well good at it.
But anyone who's actually just joining us this episode, first of all, why? We're 104 episodes in.
Stop being mean to new listeners.
But also, that's going to be a really confusing intro.
I might return to normal after that. That was your sort of your graduation test. You all passed. You're allowed to play your characters. We don't have to can the entire season.
Yay!
So... you are all investigating the simulacrum. Like, you're actively investigating the simulacrum.
Forensic not just, accountancy!
You're not just tangentially doing so. You are in Damascus in a super suspicious...
So suspicious!
Super suspicious!
It could not have been more suspicious if they tried.
Industrial complex manned by competent guards.
And with meat everywhere.
If there were neon signs all over saying, please don't look here, nothing to see, that would be about as suspicious as this place.
As they That's deliver large amounts of meat to a large amount of warehouses. Or with minimal staff.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Any big company has a lot of meetings.
Hey,
No. We're not doing this. I'm not having that.
Sorry, Rem.
I mean, if they stitch it all together to mate cyborgs, is that a meetup?
I think Helen's got beef with us.
Oh!
Brilliant.
If you carry on, you'll have to go on the lamb.
If you carry on.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Solid. That was really good.
The stakes are high.
I'm really seeing how we make the sausage.
Mm. Yeah, that one didn't get the last, but everything else.
It's fine. I'm happy.
Are we good?
Right, let's blow this joint.
Oh! Hey. Just don't mince your words.
This is my new thing. We're going to get all of them out in one big blast.
Yeah.
I think we're done.
That's it. Well done.
It's rare that I hate you this much. Right. So, you are all in the administration building having knocked out an administrator.
That's great Foley for like when something terrible happens to us.
Just me that section of it and the whole party.
I feel like the teacher that gets the like sex ed class and you're like, oh, the first lesson's always a nightmare.
I mean, look, come on Alex, you also stay on track, so can we get on with it?
Yeah.
Oof.
Hop.
So, you have managed to take out the only administrator in the enormous administration building.
What do you do next? Oh, and Hamid.
Sleep worked. I can't sleep.
Yeah, it's incredible.
You are now visible, though, because a lot of time has passed. You've searched the entire building from top to bottom.
We've stuffed a lot of ciphered evidence in bags.
Yeah, we couldn't read it. Like, was it shipping records? What kind of... It was records, but could we even tell... Oh, it's HR records.
So the ciphered ones you got nothing from. Yeah. The only records you could access were from the administration, which was HR records. They laid off effectively their entire Goblin workforce, and anyone that wasn't laid off from the Goblin workforce was redirected to a different branch.
What were the... Could we even tell what the ciphered records were records of?
No,
like, what type of record?
Nothing. You got nothing.
Weird.
Okay.
It is weird. Like, that's an unusual and unnecessary amount of security.
Yeah.
All right, before the sun comes up, let's check what's in these horrible warehouses.
All right. I should point out, because time compressed a little bit with the sort of heist mechanics and so on, you've actually still got pretty much the whole night. It's only been like an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it can't be long after midnight.
Searching the admin building was dead easy because it was empty desk, empty desk, empty desk, no secret rooms. The only desk that has stuff in it is here, all the records at the bottom. All the records are ciphered. You blasted through it really quickly.
Okay, let's check out these warehouses.
All right. Are we going invisible again?
I think we could try and make it to the nearest warehouse. Without being invisible?
Wait, I'm going to look out the window of the office to see where the guards are.
Good plan. So,
you see the guard just heading into one of the warehouses. Unfortunately, because of the placement of the admin building central, it isn't like there is a very close warehouse. They are sort of equidistant from this, so you can just pick a random direction. Presumably not the one where the guard has just entered into the warehouse.
And how many can I see outside?
The distance is involved because the warehouse is getting in the way. You can't see the perimeter from here.
Okay, so I only saw one guard and they were going into that warehouse.
I mean, actually, from here,
from
here you can see the straight sort of track to the front gate, which is still fully manned.
That's
four people.
Okay.
And
they're all standing close enough together for a fireball.
And you see the one guard.
Save that for the way out.
You see the one guard who's patrolling the interior heading into one of the warehouses.
Flame grilled.
But you do not see anyone on the perimeter because there's no one else around.
Looks like the coast is clear for now, but we might find some in the warehouses.
Yeah, let's head out the back door, furthest away from the front desk,
all right,
door, gate, barrier thing, and out. Maybe invisible on... Wait, I'll get my cloak to Azu if I didn't already.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
And
thank you.
And let's try and do it without invisibility.
It'd be nice to save them if we can.
Let's go.
So you're heading to the one that's furthest from the entrance. That makes sense. It is still far from the one who's investigating that you can see. I will need one stealth check that you don't botch just to get there, because you're covering quite large distances.
So, Helen, you've got a +5 now to whatever.
Got a 17 anyway.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
19.
That's a 22.
Anyone roll less than a 10?
Well, no, you still have your normal -4.
Anyone roll less than a 10 for a start?
Never mind
modifiers.
19 total.
Yeah, you're all fine. You are timing things well. You are watching out for guards. Like, if you're doing all of the legwork, then that you don't need to hit the high DCs. So you managed to make it to the far end warehouse. Let's call it warehouse 9.
Good, not 13. Excellent.
Yeah. No, 13's in the corner.
Yeah, the spooky corner.
The spooky corner.
Spookier.
Warehouse 9. So I'm going to describe the warehouses because we've kind of skimmed around them a bit and I think you could do with a bit more detail. So they are quite large. The closest comparison is aircraft hangars. They are very, very big. They have one at the front huge door, which has a little mini door built into it. There is also around the side a entrance and a set of stairs leading up to a sort of first floor entrance, similar to the kind of foreman's office you saw in the original one.
Which doors have we seen guards go into?
They have all been going in the side entrances underneath the stairs, not the big entrance and not the first floor entrances. Okay. Oh, I say first, it's like 1.5, you know, warehouses.
Yeah.
It doesn't
matter. Even if we've seen guards using them, I still think that's the most sensible one for us to use.
Yeah. It's just like, if they all went in on the first top floor, then maybe something horrible is being kept on the ground floor.
Yeah. Very wise thinking.
Horrible things.
So I think we head to the
the
ground floor underneath the stairs.
Yeah, let's go for that. That's hardest to see from anywhere else.
That's very true.
Okay, so you go there. Door's locked.
But is it?
No, it's not.
My mistake.
Not anymore. 29.
Yeah, you're fine. Bang.
That's why I said no, it's not.
What I would say, though, is this lock's very good. You have beaten the DC of it. It is a very good lock. It is an unnecessarily good lock for a warehouse. So you've unlocked it. It was a very good lock. Do you head inside, or are you currently like unlocked and now discussing?
I think we'll stay outside and discuss it. Also, it was me that spoke over Alex, not you. Sorry.
Did you call it a Beware House?
No.
That's amazing!
I was making a Marks and Spencer joke.
Oh, I misheard.
No, Beware House, that's okay, an episode title right
there. I made the joke. Beware House.
Brimlon Road, 2018. copyright, don't steal.
All right, shall we see what meaty monstrosity is?
Yeah, let's...
Stay careful, everyone.
All right.
Opens the door and goes in.
Okay, the trap goes off.
Ah! No!
You disabled the lock, not the trap.
Yeah.
Really? I thought you were joking!
It has genuinely been, I think, 2 years since there was last a trap.
Mm-hmm.
Well over.
And we have checked for them a bunch of times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, I'm a fool. Oh, dear, that's probably a thunderstorm.
We've seen guards going in and out.
Such an idiot!
No, you're not.
I am, though.
No, Alex is cruel.
She's not wrong. A large number of bells inside the warehouse begin ringing. They appear to be toned the way that you've sort of spotted previously. And yeah, it's coming from inside the warehouse, not outside, but it is a clear bing, bling, 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 bling.
All right, sorry, guys. Invisible, make us run.
Yes, let's go.
I point to a warehouse that's opposite and we run.
Give the cloak! I cast invisibility on the three of us.
Yep, there's enough time to do that.
You get your cloak back.
Yeah.
I am not going to go into initiative unless you manage to run, like, straight into people. What I would say is that... So you're heading to the warehouse that's the...
Opposite.
So
like,
closest to the guards at the entrance.
No. So I was just assuming... So we have the admin building in the centre.
Uh-huh.
And then we have one behind it and one at the front. And we were at the one that was behind the admin building. So, okay, so it's like a clock. Right.
Yes, yeah. Describe it in clock terms and I can give it you instantly.
So if the entrance is 6 uh-huh. and the one we were at is 12,
yep.
I would suggest that we go to 3.
Okay, great. No, that's absolutely fine.
Does that make sense?
And we can all follow you because you're still visible.
Yeah. And the guard that you saw going into a warehouse was going into number 9. So yeah, that all works out perfectly. I will require a stealth check from everyone. However, with the invisibilities, it's...
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
So the invisibility is plus 20, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's 23.
Yeah, it's night... A big space.
Even though you're invisible, I still have a higher. I got 29.
Look, we got different skills.
I finally rolled well, so I'm very invisible.
I said that's cool. My bonus is 29.
So
that said, it isn't arbitrary.
Yeah.
You do see the guard who was in the warehouse is immediately out and bombing it to the warehouse that you were at. He actually runs comparatively close to you, but you're all invisible. You just drop. Get up, he's focused on that, you manage to dodge it. One of the ones from the entrance, you basically see everyone apart from a remaining 2 people with 4 dogs at the entrance have all gone to that warehouse and been sucked into that space.
Good distraction, everybody!
However, then you see one of the people who were at the main entrance starts legging it down the street towards Damascus, but on foot, they're not riding a horse or anything.
There were no stations or outposts or communications points.
None
when we came in.
If there are, they are a distance away. Like you did a full recce.
Weird.
That means they're scared.
Maybe, but also that's weird.
That is weird.
We know there's something in these warehouses.
All
Wait,
right.
was it? Can I see a shiny bald head?
Yes, you can.
Nope, you were scared. That means maybe they're scared about what might come out of the warehouses, so let's just be careful.
I wasn't going to give you that unless you specifically asked, but
I was going to say, it must be really freaky for these guys because they haven't seen anything and yet things
alarms
just keep
going off.
Yeah.
And it's a creepy place anyway.
Yeah,
he's
so they're more scared of us than we are.
You correctly deduce
they are
one
right
of them is
be.
Legging it.
Yeah, we've been very good and not slaughtered any of them.
Yeah,
we're all in the shade of warehouse number.
So you all make it to warehouse number. I'm going to call it warehouse 3.
That makes it really easy.
I have to do it that
Wait,
way.
Wait, if it's the hours of a clock, where's warehouse 13?
It's gone. Warehouse 13 has been dead for 7 years.
They're labelled.
I was Warehouse 13 all along.
They're labelled Warehouse 2 to Warehouse 13 because the administration building is number one.
Oh, there you go. That's really clever.
Wait,
but
that means we're going
four? No, stop. You're going to warehouse three, and warehouse three is on number three on the clock.
Number 13 was inside us all.
You're in the shadow of warehouse three.
Okay.
They're all standing close enough together for a fireball, guys, but we should probably stay stealthy for now.
You're pretty keen for murder.
They're not, by the way. They are spreading out, have formed a perimeter around the warehouse.
I didn't say that, then.
Yeah, they're being really canny.
Let's work out. I don't say you're keen for murder. Yeah.
Let's work out what's going on in these warehouses, and then we'll have to fight our way out anyway.
Oh, yeah, we need to work out whether murder is just... Well, no, killing is justified. Depends what they're doing in the warehouses.
Right, sure, that's exactly what I meant. Not just, find things out because people are harder to find.
Whatever's going on here is both criminal and immoral. Is there any way it can't be at this
the
point?
The guards might not... Maybe they might just be alarming.
The guards are still going off. A pair of guards are now heading in.
Oh, we should get on with
a pair of...
Okay, like, so she's going to disable device and then look for traps.
That's fine.
Because she's learned her lesson. And then you'll next have a trap in another 2 years.
Yeah. And I mean, in fairness...
By that time, we'll probably all be married.
It's so foolish of me to drop a trap on you when you're sneakily infiltrating a thing that is being protected by security.
We literally checked for traps last episode and there weren't any, remember?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just a fool. Okay, but unfortunately for this disable device, I only got 21.
That is... You just managed to get the lock. Again, the locks are really good.
And then I check for traps. Looking...
What I will say is you are getting a modifier now because you've seen what kind of trap you can expect.
I think we know there's a trap there. I think we should just skip to the disable
you
the
can
trap roll.
You can skip to disable the trap.
Okay, so that again, that's 25.
I tell you what.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, it's almost like they've invested a lot in security.
No, but we've managed to just hit the increasing DCs.
Ooh. Yeah, so you managed to disable the trap.
Yeah.
It isn't a complex trap, but it is incredibly well made. Mm-hmm. Incredibly well made. Well. Yeah. Very sensitive. What it is a mechanical pressure trap where the second that the door is opened or... that there is too much pressure in front of the door. So, like, if someone is putting their weight on one foot to step in, it will go off, and it's strictly mechanical, no electrics, no complex systems. It's just incredibly well made.
From that, does Sasha discern how to avoid setting off the trap like the guards have been doing without having to turn it off? Because then you can...
Yes, yeah. You can now not have to disable every single trap, every single warehouse you go into.
Point exactly where you have to step.
Yeah, right. It is just a case of that. It is just step here. Cool. When you're opening the door, you have to put your hand on the inside to... Yeah.
All right. So I think we all are inside the warehouse. Mm.
So stepping in, the first thing that you find is that you are in a metal cage.
Oh.
It is metal grill work, and there is a grill door on the other side, which is also locked. The cage is only big enough for one person. Oh. The warehouse on the other side is dark. And you also see in the cage that there is clearly a shutter system with a trough full of meat beside the one-person cage.
Oh, no. So... Someone with dark vision needs to come in.
Yes. I think me and Grizzop are both going to...
Well, if it's big enough for one person, what in this case are you saying as a person? Because if it's big enough for Azu, then it's big enough for me and Grizzop.
Azu could squeeze in.
Okay.
So could I sneak in with Azu?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Only one dark vision per turn.
I feel like I'm taller, so maybe I'll be able to see further.
That makes sense.
Okay.
So I go and I look.
Yeah, you have to hunch over a little bit. The warehouse... Okay, I'm going to give you a reference that may not land. I'll see if it does. If I start talking about the Terracotta Army, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that is not a good place to start.
No.
So there is row upon row upon row of these, like, metal statues, but they're built much, much larger than a normal human would be. But I mean, row after row after row, they disappear. Your dark vision's only, what, 60 feet?
Yes.
So within that 60, unless you have a special thing going on,
it's
60 feet. In every direction of the warehouse from this cage, you just see row after row after row of these perfectly formed statues, all just made, like, kind of very... like 1.5 times humanoids, just
about 10 foot tall.
Yeah, I'd say about
10 foot tall. About 10 foot
tall. About 10 foot tall.
That's not good.
Quite broad shouldered.
Do they look reminiscent to anything that those two have seen before?
I mean, they're not in the cage, so I couldn't tell you.
Oh, I mean, I have dark vision,
and you don't have dark vision, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, that's fair.
Are there external windows on the warehouse?
Nope. There are. It's a lot of metal statues, but loads of them. They look really well made.
Okay, I come back out. Lots of statues.
Statues?
Yeah. Metal, maybe robots.
Wait, what?
Really bigger than me.
Shall I have a look inside? If I cast dancing lights in there, it's not going to be able to be visible from outside, is it?
There's no windows.
No, but they put meat in there. So whatever eats it might notice.
Wait.
Can
so we've now got
me a perception check.
Ooh.
16.
21.
13.
Sasha.
Oh, no.
You can hear something moving around in there. Something organic, something meaty.
Yeah.
Not squelchy, but more kind of thumpy and scrapey.
Okay, if Azu can fit in, then me and Grizzop
definitely fit. Both of you can fit in, yeah.
Right, Grizzop, come in and explain to me what you see.
Give it some meat, might keep it quiet.
There's a lot of meat already in there.
Yeah, listen.
Whatever the thing is, it's big as well. So it's not like it's not a skittering little thing. We're talking like
thump, thump, thump.
Bear big, or bigger than bear?
Owl bear big.
Bigger than bear.
How about awakened elephant big?
Well, we're just going in and we're going to look at what it is.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, do your descriptions.
Bunch of metal people, and they're about 10 foot tall. They're all just standing there in rows.
Do they look like they're made of lots of complicated bits?
I'm going to have to metagame one thing here, because obviously Ben is aware, but blah, blah, blah.
Looks like a simulacrum.
There is a difference which you can feel free to like get to, which is that it doesn't seem to have any of the precious metals or stones that were visible.
Sure.
It appears to be a chassis.
How expensive does it look?
I mean, it's adamantine chassis.
Yeah, like expensive because it's all adamantine.
Right, but like all complicated gold.
No.
Okay.
Did you say there was some meat inside the cage?
Yes, there is meat in the trough beside the cage. There's not in the actual cage. It's like, have you ever seen people feeding sharks?
I mean,
like,
honestly,
slide door, we could trough.
Add some
what meat. I'm going to do is get a knife out and just tap on the cage really, really quietly.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Make a noise.
The movement stops.
Ding, ding, ding.
And then begins.
You might want to back
and out. Starts pulling towards whatever is in the cage. Whatever's in the cage. It's Grizzop. Grizzop's what's in the cage.
You might want to back
whatever
out.
Whatever is outside the cage starts approaching the cage.
Why would I back out?
Just because I can see it and you might get killed in the dark.
Well, we're in a cage.
Yeah, but maybe it breaks it. I mean, all you do is step out. It's risking less than, you know, I can just jump out. We might get stuck in it.
While you're talking, I assume it turns up.
It's approaching very slowly.
No,
however, it is approaching in what is clear to all of you. You can now start hearing it. It is stalking.
Yep.
It's gone from... And you hear the gentle sound of very large things moving quietly.
Okay.
You should get out of there.
Yep.
Fine.
I just want to see
the big
You
monster.
Can't see it.
Fine, okay.
You literally can't see it.
It's not fair.
So, starts moving. And then you see a pair of feline eyes in the darkness.
Adorable.
You know, with the long, narrow slits.
Yeah.
But then you see a pair of bar eyes. Kind of like what a goat has. Immediately beside it.
Oh no.
And then you see a pair of
it's a manticore.
Glowing orange eyes staring at you in the darkness.
It's not a manticore, it's a chimera.
And it starts approaching the cage very slowly.
Is that something that will turn you into stone if you look at it?
No.
I will take a break there.
Oh, okay.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
and welcome back. So you are being stalked by a thing, three things, who knows?
Can I do a knowledge nature? Cool, that is a 22.
Chimera!
How horrifying are they?
Yeah, Chimera. Pretty.
So the issue with Chimera is less that they are horrible, they are really dangerous, and also feature a breath weapon that you know about.
Oh, they breathe fire.
They can breathe, well, they can either breathe lightning or fire. Like, it depends on the Chimera. Okay. You can't tell because black and white vision
That's
in dark
fine.
Vision.
Did Sasha get out?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to...
While sulking.
Hop out back and just close the door.
Okay.
What was it?
It was a Chimera.
What's that?
It's a Chimera.
Something with a breath weapon. We need to leave.
Okay.
You know that also Chimera are inherently evil. It's not like, oh, some animals are good. No. Chimera are evil monsters that people think might have been deliberately made ages ago by someone who wanted
Romans.
To make evil stuff.
Romans.
Like, bad news. Chimera
Adorable
are bad news.
For evil
you could slaughter all of them and be like, good, the world is objectively better. They are bad news.
Yeah. I mean, I would watch a cartoon sitcom called Objectively Evil Monsters 4. Objectively Evil Pets.
It's Objectively Evil Monsters.
Objectively Evil Pets for terribly bad people.
Yes.
Which is
that's a reality
I mean, wasn't that the plot of Minions?
Now that's a pitch. I've got some money for you. Let's get that going. In the meantime...
Okay, we should leave. We know there's robots. They're guarding them with chimeras.
The guards at the sort of far, far warehouse that have been examining where you set the alarms off.
Mm-hmm.
The alarms have stopped. The guards are now spreading out in a search pattern away from that warehouse.
Right. Out the front, straight, fireball our way
through.
I mean,
either that or we just cut a hole in the fence and go.
All right, that sounds great too.
They're iron bars, remember?
They'll know we're here.
Oh, they're iron bars?
Yeah, they're, it's not chain.
Are they barbed at the top?
No. But it's very high.
Just climb over.
Yeah. I mean, we can just how can we get Azu over?
We can all climb. I mean, it's just they already know that someone is here.
Yeah.
And you know, we took that guy, we kidnapped that guy in the main house. They're going to know there was an infiltration.
Sorry.
They won't know it was us. They won't know who it was.
Oh,
sorry,
true.
Silly me. They're harboring evil creatures. They're fine. Just give them a kill. It's all good.
Or we can sneak out. It's easier.
They are harboring objective. Like, no one even wants to collect these.
These
are killing machines.
We need to destroy this whole place.
Yeah, the black and white vision of the paladin.
We probably can't do that right now.
Oh, yeah, no, sure. Like, chimeras are really scary, and there's at least 12 of them.
They're just killing machines. There's no...
I think we should leave and discuss later.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Right, well, let's out the front. Fireball.
All right, let's go.
So, I need to know. Any attempt at stealth, or is it just like, ah, pew, 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 pew?
Well, I will stealth up. And then, like, right, guys, I'll sneak in and slit as many throats as I can. And then you guys pummel in when they wake up.
Yep. Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay. In which case, then?
I like the idea of it's like there being a turning up and they're like, this gets slick, and then everyone takes their invisibility comes off just as they, like, pound their weapons in and
so your
out
last
of the darkness.
Your,
bang! Everything's on
your last invisibility has definitely worn off.
Yeah.
Now.
And I
can
can't
you give me...
Again.
Can Sasha first, can you give me a stealth check to approach the entrance guards?
Okay, that's 16 plus 19.
She gets blasé until she fails and she's like, what? No!
Well, that's because I feel emotions very strongly, Alex. I care about the world.
Just stay 20 foot away.
What?
Until you'll know when to start.
So you...
Right, so well, the problem is, Alex, that now there's so many numbers that I can't add them up.
Many, big.
So
it is possible for them to spot. I do need to know.
Okay, so that is 35.
It's extremely unlikely that they'll spot.
That's a lot of dice.
We'll get 10 rolls.
It's for each.
It's a guard.
Each. Because they're all looking.
Okay. All the guards in the compound, you make it past easily.
Oh.
One of them goes into the administration building, and as you're going past, you just hear... Oh, God! Oh, no! And everyone's rushing into the administration building, which buys you the time to get across.
Yeah.
So you're running.
Wait. They're all converging?
Into the administration building from different entrances, yes.
Ah. He's trying as hard as possible to give you an inefficient fireball target.
There's still four in the front gate, though.
They are quite possibly trained to not be. In this kind of world, your basic guard training would be like, and don't all be in a square about this wide.
Everyone else, could you all also... Sorry, give me a stealth check.
I'm not going to...
You've just got your minus four now, yeah. It's bad.
This is not going to go well.
You're also taking penalties because I'm assuming you're moving at pace rather than... Really
28.
Yep, that's fine.
10.
Yep.
17.
Okay. So, how this plays out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
All of the guards are heading into the administration building.
Learned. He was like, and now some plots on board. Even though we've all rolled really well, and he's like, stuff is going to happen. And Helen just cringes into herself and goes, oh no.
I don't want it to. I want to go back.
No happening now.
So the guards at the entrance, they are all facing towards the administration building. Mm-hmm. And you're heading. And then one of them, it is Fluke. Mm. A bird happens to land on the guardhouse.
God damn.
And they just turn for a second. And then they catch a tiny glimpse of Sasha out of the corner of their eye.
No, it's Azu. Basically, no. Azu.
Sasha set off first.
Something worse is happening to me.
They catch sight of Sasha. They don't immediately react. They just yell out. At first, they just yell out, Oi! What are you doing?
I cast Fireball.
Surprise round activates. They recognise there was someone before anyone else got there, but the rest of you made it past the admin building without anyone noticing, so...
Fireball has a range of 640 foot. Okay. I could have cast it from the opposite
end of
the compound.
I know you're in range, and they are all... It's been a while, so let's walk through how this goes. You cast it, they are easily within range, and they are all within the area of effect.
Yep.
They get a reflex save for half, I believe?
Yep.
I am going to do what we've always done, which is roll all of them at the same time.
Yep.
What's the DC for the reflex save?
18.
Ooh, that's grim.
They make it.
Oh.
What?
They're still going to take.
They rolled 17, so they take half damage.
That's a bad roll.
27.
Whoa!
So half damage is 13.
So it's 13, but it is 13 each as well. It's not just.
Yeah, it's a very efficient attack.
Fireball. My word!
Making no wonder people you get it. Together and go boom is very effective. So. It casts, and the way that Fireball looks as well is it looks like a little bead of like fire flying towards something, and then when it reaches where it's going to go, it just expands and explodes.
Yeah.
So this little bead goes, shoo, you see one of them go, oh no! Dives behind the guardhouse. A couple of the others notice and try and dive as well.
A duck.
It explodes. Now, Fireball also specifically says it doesn't light fires. It is sort of like a fiery burst, but it doesn't...
Yeah.
Explode in flammable stuff. So the guardhouse, etc., is annihilated. They are all blown backwards to their feet and they're all prone, but none of them are down or on fire, and they all start getting up. That was a surprise round. Everybody roll initiative, please.
Oh, darn. 10.
Grizzop, 10.
17.
Azu, 17.
22.
Sasha, 22.
Mm-hmm.
15.
Hamid, 15. Whoopsie daisy. What was it, Hamid, again, sorry?
15.
It's going to be so much roll. There's 10. 10 of them.
There is a lot of
probably
players
two
in this.
Different for two different groups.
Yeah, exactly. So if you bear with me, that'd be...
Have you got hiccups?
Yes.
I mean, the four gate guards are probably still close enough together for a second fireball.
Oh, God.
How many times can you cast it?
Only three, so...
Sasha, you are up first.
Okay, I throw a bomb at them.
This is brutal. Yep. You throw a bomb.
Yep. Do I roll to hit?
That's crinkly sound, by the way, is Bryn inserting ice packs into his clothing. It's a little bit warm.
It's so warm. It's
so, warm. Guys, things are literally melting around us.
I had to ice the equipment so it didn't melt.
We are not
valuable enough.
That's
not an exaggeration.
Get our own ice packs.
You don't melt.
we don't crash
easily.
We're going
to find out.
Bodies heal, equipment doesn't. So you throw your bomb.
Yeah. Roll to hit.
So that's a... So that's 16 plus 8.
Yeah, it's a hit.
And so that does 3d6 plus 3 splash damage.
Nice.
But that's 3d6 on one of them and then
splash damage
splash
on the rest.
Damage
that's fine.
Around.
I can do this on the fly. That's fine. Just roll the 3d6.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good roll.
That's a dead guard, I think.
So that's 15.
Yeah. One of them's just
28 damage.
They are. I don't get to use this word in conversation very often. They are gibbed.
Oh, what does that mean?
Deep fried. No,
gibbed means explosion to many, many little pieces.
Oh.
It's a video
bits,
game.
Bits of you come off.
I think it's from Doom. Like, insta-gibbing.
Yeah, it's an old kind of slang. Wow. And what was the splash damage, sorry?
Three.
The rest, They're
unhappy.
They're extremely unhappy. The dogs as well are very unhappy.
No, good boys.
They were bad boys. They were bad boys.
Hammond.
Steal your heart to these bad boys.
No. Oh, sorry. You've thrown a bomb. Are you also moving?
Just because I assume he'll throw another one behind something.
Okay, sure.
we'll get ready for the ones that are going to come at back out of the administration building.
Mm. Hammond, you are up then.
You sure?
Yes.
As you got 17, I got 15.
That was a test.
I did ask. I did give you the opportunity.
Ah, Shafahug has not. It's actually.
It's not Shafahug.
Sahufug.
It's Sahufug. Sahufug. I write these down. Sahufug. Sorry. Ah, it's your turn.
Hello. Where am I?
You are beside Hamid-ish. You're a little bit spaced out for tactical reasons, and quite near Grizzop.
We're running across tactical. The compound. We're sort of between the admin building and the gate.
Yeah, kind of running down the front.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drive,
is there anyone I can hit?
Not at range.
Basically, there's three people just outside the guard post at the entrance, and there's seven or eight others in the administration building behind us.
All of whom haven't had chance to act.
So is anyone within charging distance?
No.
Oh.
It's big distances involved. There's a reason there's not a battle map.
You can always ready in action to be like, if the admin guards run out, I intercept them.
If X, then Y. You can do that.
Okay, so I'm running, and if someone comes at me, I have my axe ready to chop them.
I'm not going to do the cruel thing, because you've not known this before. Be warned with readied actions. If I'm feeling cruel, if someone comes near, if I'm feeling cruel, it'd be, okay, Sasha comes near, you attack them. I'm not going to be doing that, but watch out for readied actions, because I will seize on proper ambiguity if I can.
Right.
It's like coding.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's kind of a GM gift, a readied action, because it often allows you to break action economy, but it also it opens a door, you know?
If an enemy runs at me.
Oh, rubbish. Hamid, you are up.
I cast Fireball on the three remaining
gate
guards.
Okay, yeah, so
DC 18.
Nope. They're taking full damage on this one.
Well then, they're toast.
Almost certainly they are all.
Oh, that wasn't a great roll. Not a bad roll.
It's though. A lot of.
It's still a lot of die.
It's a lot of bad rolls.
25 damage.
Nope.
Okay.
They all just explode out.
Bits. There's bits.
You hear the distinct cries of, oh, God! Coming from the administration building.
Jeffrey! No!
He was one day from retirement!
My love!
Wait, the incompetent bald guy already ran off,
yeah.
Right?
So yeah,
there's probably only 9 guards.
Oh, that's true, actually.
And one administrator.
Who is tied up and probably not very useful. But there's also 12 manticles.
I'll cross off the front
right.
People from the list. And in that case, so we've had Sasha, we've had Azu, we've had Hamid. The front people don't get their turn.
I hate to call your thing into question.
That's Ho for house.
Yeah, I think they're swapped because I'm on a 10 and they look like they're on 8.
That was a test.
My maths is bad, but Alex can't even
While you
count.
Take your turn, I'm going to rewrite the initiative order correctly.
And with one set of guards
Grizzle,
missing.
You are up.
Is anyone coming out of the administration building yet?
They haven't had a chance to act.
Cool. In which
they
case,
they rolled so poorly, they've heard boom. What was that? Boom. What was that? Right. Let's go.
And go for it. Run for it.
Okay.
Unless,
yeah.
I thought we were going to kill them.
Decision time.
Good shout.
ready in action. The first individual who leaves the admin building gets shot twice.
Okay. That's a very doable action. So, it's the turn of the people in the house.
Oh, dear.
Someone opens the front door and steps out. Grizzop's ready to action goes off.
Yep. 110-foot range.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That is, you are at the limits of it. It's about 100 foot, but yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm within. First one's actually a critical.
So they get roll to confirm the critical, and what was the other one?
The other one was a... Oh, I shouldn't have rolled them at the same time. Let's say it's a 13.
13? 13 is a miss.
I could have swapped them and be like,
no.
Oh.
No, the 13 is a miss, sure. But roll to confirm the critical?
That's a 25.
You confirm a critical? We don't do exploding criticals here.
Times 3 critical on a bow?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So that's 3d6.
His knees
three.
Are toast.
Yeah.
You did not roll well.
Oh.
I did not roll well. So that is 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh. That was an unfortunate roll on damage. They take an arrow. They kind of drop to a knee a bit, then run back into the house. At which point, there's a moment, and then six dogs start running out the front of the house. Unfortunately, a dog's move speed is not 100 feet. All of the dogs charge towards all the three of you. Sasha is furthest because you were closest to the main entrance. Six dogs are charging towards the party from the administration building.
Can you do sleep on running dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dogs are bunched together.
Oh, no, no, no.
Dogs
no,
don't
no.
have tactics.
Bad boys.
No.
Sasha,
no,
you
like,
are up.
They're like police dogs. They don't know.
But also, if they do it, then Hammer could be like, I'm going to put you in the doghouse.
Oh, no.
But I'm still
so
sad.
The front guards, the front guards are extremely dead with their dogs. The remaining dogs are now charging back towards the way you've come.
So Sasha's going to throw some Tanglefoot bags in front of them.
You can only throw one a turn, I'm afraid, but you could get lucky and hit more than one.
Okay, she's going to throw a Tanglefoot
However,
bag.
No, actually, with your move, yeah, you can do this. You use your move action to move up with the rest of the group, and you can still throw so that they'll run into it effectively.
There's really not much that she could do that would do damage. Like, she's a one-hit sneak person. Yeah. So
It could be a bomb or a Tanglefoot bag are basically your only options at this point.
Roll the Tanglefoot bag then? Roll the attack, I should say.
So that's...
What did you roll?
I rolled a 14.
Bonus of 8, so 22.
Yeah, that's a hit. Yeah. That's a hit. You hit one of them and you may clip another depending on how they badly do. It's been a while since we did a Tanglefoot bag.
Yeah.
It kills movement speed.
Yeah.
And they have to do a strength check to get out.
I think so.
You know what? Because you're doing very well, but also because there's a lot of enemies, I'm going to say you catch two. I'm stretching the rules a bit there. One of them gets caught, the other one plows into them. They are entangled and will have to make all kinds of checks to get out of that. That is your turn. You're now with the rest of the group in, like, really efficient, distanced, but grouped. It's all very impressive.
Near the entrance. Right?
There are two glue hounds.
We're sort of halfway between the administration building and the entrance.
So.
There's another four.
Our initiative order is now Sahago. I apologise, because Grisop's been shifted to the front, so it's now Gusahago. So, you're up.
No, we should just keep running. We don't waste time here.
They might release the manticores.
That's why we should keep running.
No, if we murder them, they can't release the manticores.
Out of time. What do you do?
Azu's gonna keep running. I kind of want to grab you.
I'll try to not be grabbed, but you are welcome to try.
It's up to you. You can either... If those are your options, you can either run towards the main entrance or you can try and grab Grizzop. Moving someone who is grabbed is really difficult. You can't just hoist them over your shoulder.
Mm. I am happy to be like... ignore the rules section to speed this up because I don't...
Yeah, combat maneuver stuff takes a long time.
Okay, I'm just going to run.
Okay, so you run towards the main entrance. That's fine.
If anything happens, then I'll obviously come back, but like,
yeah, that's
I'm
fine.
Not up for...
Hamid, you are up.
I cast sleep on the untangled dogs.
Okay.
So it can affect up to four hit dice of creatures.
What's the range of sleep?
That's a good question. 160 foot.
Yeah.
So it can affect. So if the dogs have one hit dice each, it can affect four of them.
Uh-huh.
If they have two hit dice each, it can affect two of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the save on this?
16.
Obviously, I roll all at once because it's in a group effect and we've established this precedent. They fail. Two of them drop.
So there are only two left.
So there are now only two left, unless the ones who are entangled break free. They almost certainly won't. So yeah, there are two dogs still running towards you all. Are you taking a movement as well?
No, I'm comfortable here. I'm a ranged caster.
So the two dogs who were charging towards you are able to cover the distance and get an attack off. I will let you all choose who is closest. They will just go for whoever is closest to the administration building. It can't be...
It's probably me, because...
Wait,
what's the range on Tanglefoot bag? How far can you throw it?
Realistically, it's between Sasha, Bryn, and Grizzle.
So it's,
sorry, Sasha, Hammond, and
so
Grizzle.
So it's probably you, then.
Yeah.
Okay, they both go for Sasha. Yeah. What's your AC, Sasha?
20.
One of them hits... Dealing 3 damage.
Okay, I might cope.
It hasn't managed to grapple you. It just has a bite and then jumps back a bit. You hear the sounds of activity within the house. Then alarms throughout the entire place start ringing.
Can we destroy the house?
Rizop, you are up.
I take one shot at one dog each that are still awake. So they're both at plus 10, because I've worked out how to
play
my character. It's been a while. Ah, okay, so that is a 24 and a 12.
That is a hit and a miss.
Okay. Cool, and I got 2 damage.
Yep, perfect. Cool. In that case then, Sasha, you are up.
Okay.
You're having a bit of a dogging at the moment.
As it
Oh, bad phrasing. Unfortunately, she stabs the dog that is biting her.
I mean, yeah. I think it's a justifiable action.
It's defence.
I mean, you never know. It could be an evil dog.
It probably is in this place. It could be a chimera half-cyborg dog.
Maybe it's a half-chimera, half-chimera, and it's just the dog parts of both. That's how chimera work, right?
It's also a dog supremacist, which is just really...
Well, she got a natural 1.
She couldn't bring herself to stab the dog.
You can't. You couldn't bring yourself to stab the dog.
How did she fail, and in what kind of interesting way?
So you
stabs herself.
Honestly, you pull back. You hold the dagger high, ready to swing down, and you see a Brutor looking back at you.
She hates Brutor.
And then, in your anger, you miss. And I think I am going to end the session there. We're halfway through initiative order, but it's a good place to end. So, yes, full of metal statues the odd chimera here, there, everywhere. But
we managed to destroy about 10 humans and then get whooped by 3 dogs.
Dogs, man. They rule this world. Dogs are mad. But yes, we will return.
I'm just going to cast sleep on the other two. It's going to be fine.
Oh, okay. Well, we will return next week and see if you all die. I doubt you will.
Hopefully
doing
not.
Quite well.
Yeah, it'd be silly if we did.
I haven't activated my divine weapon yet.
Explode the house and it collapses on top of us. But we knew the solution to the mystery. We shout as the burning things fall on us.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
I'm not having to look stuff up a lot. I'm just looking for one specific... It's not even a rule.
Horrible story. Monster.
There you go.
How big is it?
Christian Bale. So
actually, it's Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, God. Run!
Actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
You guys know there is a role play for that, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, there's a role play for actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf where the GM plays Shia LaBeouf. And the players are trying to run away from actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf. And there's a series of situations, and the GM has a move called Shia Surprise, which is if the players think they've got away from Shia LaBeouf, he can just appear. Like, so you're like hammering on the lift, and you think you've got away from him, and it opens, and Shia LaBeouf is there because it's a Shia Surprise.
Sometimes the transition to fall and winter feels like experiencing every season on the same day. The shoes in the Allbirds Mizzle collection were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Check off your errands with the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with the Wool Dasher Mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the Wool Runner-Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.